This is, of course, the today's Thursday, right?
It is Thursday.
It is going to be Thursday all day.
It is Factor Bullcrap Thursday.
Oh, that's right. Yes, it is Factor Bullcrap Thursday. We've got some great subject matter at hand. We will be playing Factor Bullcrap. I'll find out what it is later.
Dude, you're making me cold. Just look at you. A short sleeve shirt.
Yeah.
It's freaking 10 below zero or whatever it is
outside. It's not 10 below zero outside.
It'll be a high today of one.
Yeah. What are you, a New Yorker? You big whiner? All right, what does my temperature gauge say? It says it's -1 right now.
All right, well, -1, -10, it's all the same when it gets below zero.
You want me to make you feel worse? You ready for this?
You're not wearing any underwear?
Wow, that really...
that would make me feel worse.
Why do you care whether I'm boxers or briefs? No, I want you to turn around and look at the thermostat right behind you. Tell me what you see.
You know...
Yep, leave it alone.
Ladies and gentlemen, he has the air conditioning on.
I do. It's hot in here.
I don't think that actually works in the winter when it's this cold.
Yes, it does.
That thing up on the roof.
No, you stand right here under this vent.
It's probably icing up on the roof. It's probably going to break, and then you'll have to pay to fix it.
I'll pay to fix it. If they would... Let me open this window, then.
You can open it.
No, it won't open.
First of all, why would you want to open it? It's one below outside.
I've explained to you a bazillion times. I am behind all this equipment. The board generates heat. These monitors generate heat. This rack of monitors and stuff behind me generate a lot of heat. I'm sweating.
It's irradiating you too, by the way.
I am basting in my own juices. All right, now if that doesn't make you a little queasy, I don't know what is. But yeah, I just turned the fan
on. Folks, he's got the air conditioning on in here.
I do, because it's hot in the studio. I walked in here this morning and was like, I can't breathe. And you know, this is a decent sized room, I guess, but it needs some air circulation, especially when I'm in here with you after eating your Dinty Moore cans.
you're never going to let that go,
are
you?
No, I'm never going to let that go. That is so repugnant.
I've got another can in the closet. I might have it tonight. I might have it tonight before I go do my hockey game.
No, don't do that. Don't do it. You probably eat chili out of a can, too, that Hormel.
No, I don't like chili.
You don't like what?
No, I don't like chili.
Are you un-American? Well, we know the answer to that. But what? You don't like chili, really?
Not really. No.
Really?
All right, but chili out of a can is like chili made with, you know, no cows were harmed in the making of this chili. Like,
there's no
real beef in it.
All right, yeah, now.
Bits and pieces.
We've talked about this many times on the show. You're from Florida.
Yeah.
In Florida, do they put noodles in their chili?
No, good God, no. Now, there is a place, though, that you can do this. They call it Chili Mac or Chili Three Ways. There's a chain restaurant called Steak and Shake.
Uh-huh.
And it is really good at 3 o'clock in the morning when, you know, you're hungry.
Well, of course it is, yeah.
But it's spaghetti with chili laden over the top of it and then smothered in grated Parmesan cheese. It's really
chili goulash, if you
will. Yeah, that is good. Now, I have made that several times. That's good eating.
I think they can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that most people up here do put noodles in their
chili.
Yeah,
you shouldn't do that. That's not good. And don't put celery in it either. That's the only thing that I don't like.
So what do you put in? Meat sauce and onions? That's it?
In my chili?
Beans?
My family doesn't like beans too much, so I make beans on the side and throw them in my bowl. There is 3 pounds of various meat.
Various meat.
Yeah, usually beef, pork, and whatever else I can find. So there's 3 pounds of meat, bell pepper, red pepper, green pepper. Sometimes I put mushrooms in it. Not always.
Mushrooms?
Sometimes.
Nobody puts mushrooms in their chili.
Sometimes. It adds a little flavor to it. Onion, and then a lot of tomatoes. Crushed tomatoes, diced tomatoes, and then my secret blend of...
11 herbs and spices.
Yes, sir. And then you let that cook all day long.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty doggone good. I serve
burns
it.
Burns going in, burns coming out.
Yeah, it depends. I make chili pie. You know what chili pie is?
No.
You take Doritos or other chips, you crush them, put them at the bottom of the bowl, ladle the chili over it, smother it in cheddar cheese, and a dollop of whipped cream on top of that. Boom! You got yourself some good eating. Now, what I was actually going to bring up is you're having a problem with the air conditioning. Okay, what I need is I need a helper.
You need a helper?
I need a helper. Assistant? Well, I'm willing to scale it back from personal assistant.
You need an intern.
I would love an intern. Okay?
I was at the job fair yesterday.
Yeah.
So if you'd only told me beforehand.
Well, can we, is there a pop, a little bit of an intern action going on? Something? No? All right. I'm willing to do this. Now, there's a website called monkeyhelpers.org. And it is typically helper monkeys for those with severe spinal injuries or brain injuries or something like that.
I mean, they have real live monkeys.
They have trained monkeys to help these people out.
Yes.
Like a guide dog might help someone who can't see.
Yes.
I'm looking at the website right now.
Yes. A monkey might help someone
monkey.
With other problems.
I'm just throwing this out here.
Oh, we need a helper monkey.
How about a helper monkey for the studio? The WSAU helper monkey.
That would be great.
I think it would be, too.
What is it going to do? Pick the ticks off us and eat them?
I can maybe go get you your Dinty Moore or, you know, I don't know. It can help us out. Maybe help me get some news.
You want to let a monkey in here with all of this equipment?
Well,
no.
We let him in here.
The morning show possibilities.
It's endless.
The helper monkey are incredible.
It's brilliant. I think we need to look into it.
If
so
we could teach it to make sounds and put a microphone in front of it.
Oh.
Let's see.
I don't think you have to teach it to make sounds.
And
it
would, the helper monkey says.
It would make sounds. I guarantee you.
Attention quadriplegics. If you need help around the house with cooking and cleaning, help has arrived. The helper monkey.
Helper monkey, stop throwing poop.
Let Helper Monkey retrieve those hard-to-reach items.
No, Helper Monkey, not the good kind of.
Helper Monkey will even take you for a walk.
Helper Monkey, the sliding glass door is closed.
One word of warning, Helper Monkeys do not like Xanax.
Some f***ing Helper Monkey is eating my face.
When you need help around the house, get the Helper Monkey.
Helper Monkey, you suck ass.
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.